All right, Ro Contra with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. Mark McKinnon from the Circus, greatest political show on Earth on Showtime. And oh boy, Mark, last night. Oh boy. All right, now, other than the fact that Donald Trump still continues to find a way to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory, he has this ability to find a way to perform, I thought, pretty well for about the first 40 minutes. If these debates were only 40 minutes long, this guy'd be in great shape.
I thought more like 30, but yeah, right. It took a dive pretty quickly when it took a dive.
What'd you make of it?
Well, I agree. For the first 30 minutes of the debate, I think I and many others began to feel like, oh, wow, this is actually a pretty good debate. And he looked very good the first 30 minutes. He looked calm. He looked composed. He looked presidential, the sort of thing that he really needed to be doing long. But then, not only unraveling, but the whole bit about the legitimacy of questioning the legitimacy of the election, it blew up the debate. I mean, that is the only story right now. It is completely, even if the rest of the debate was perfect, it didn't matter. That one comment has become the dominant news story. And then, of course, he doubled down on it today. And he said, well, I won't question it if I win.
Right. Right, which will be the headline. And even though he gave a more nuanced explanation about 5 minutes after that, in which he said basically what his people wanted him to say. And this is the thing, and I want to ask you, because you've been that guy. You've been the person standing there has to answer questions. And Kellyanne Conway last night coming out of it, is your guy really not going to stand by the results? Blah, 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 blah. Well, I mean, how much, just, I know you can't speak for them specifically, but how much of a hassle is that to always be explaining what your candidate was, what he meant?
Well, not only a hassle, but at least on the reporting that I've heard, there was significant discussion about this issue before the debate with Kellyanne Conway and others weighing in, making it clear that he had to walk back what he had said before the debate already on that issue. And then he went completely. So, to be a counselor in that campaign has got to be, I think they had some notion of what they were signing up for, but yesterday was the ultimate example of it. And I think that, any chance that he had to, bring this thing back, he casually threw away with an issue that is absurd on every level. I mean, first of all, there, any credible news organization that's done any real work on voter fraud, there's like 33 examples of people who like really weren't supposed to vote of the, gazillion votes over the last decade or however many. It's not true. It doesn't happen. And
you're a Republican saying that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, I am. And I think it's a bogus issue. The Republicans have. This whole thing about voter fraud is really a voter suppression effort. I'm embarrassed to say that about the Republican Party, but I think it's true. Mm-hmm. Because there isn't any voter fraud. It's baloney. And then when I talked to Corin Lewandowski, his former campaign manager, after the debate last night, I said, what's going on? And he said, well, he's bringing attention to this issue. And I said, okay, I'll grant you that. But first of all, it's a baloney issue. And second of all, even if it, by drawing attention to this issue, he's not shedding a light on all the other issues that he should be talking about: trade and Trans-Pacific partnership, the trade deal, jobs, economic growth. I mean, or WikiLeaks stuff like the $1 million campaign contribution from a Middle Eastern country to Bill Clinton that has been described as
right.
a birthday
there were,
present.
There were a lot of. She did not have a particularly great moment last night, and that, I mean, there were a lot of opportunities there, and it just, this was, I think when they do the next autopsy, and they will, Republicans will have to, they're going to figure out that this was the wrong way to go too. Mark, thanks very much. We'll see you Sunday night on the Circus.
Check it out. We're gonna it's going to be called From Russia with Love.
Oh, I don't want to miss that. All right, kick it hard, my friend. We'll see you.
You too.
See you, Mark. All right.